All right, Mr. President, you're on.
Dr. and Commissioner.
Bat Yisrael mu'ureset lekohen, mu'uberet mikohen, shomeret yavam lekohen. Now, again, we've gone through all of the variations in the first Mishnah in terms of licit, illicit marriages, the Gabayim and the Chalitza. But remember that there was another subsection of this Masechta which related to the questions that are exactly the same questions we have by Yibum. Pregnancy, child, relationship to the husband after death, and so on. And that was, interestingly enough, in the Sugya of the Kuhuna, the Gabi Achilas Truma, where the Torah also says, if Zera Ema, that sounds familiar, then she goes back, Lebeis Avia, Kenurea, the whole thing is basically related. So we also now have the second Mishnah in our Torah, which interrelates now, connecting all of the various cases. So whether this Bas Yisrael was only Mu'ureset, remember that Erisin is not Ma'achil Midarabana because of the Coke bottle, or there were other reasons also, Simpon, which we didn't get into, or she's pregnant from a coin, which again, a Vlad is not Ma'achil, because it's only Yelid Beso, only Yelud is Ma'achil. Or she's a Shomer Yavam to a coin. Or the opposite case, a Bas Coin, who marries a Yisrael, and she is now Mu'ureset, or pregnant from, or Shomer Yavam to. So in all of these cases, she is nifselet from Achilas Truma and isn't given Truma if she is a Yisrael. So it's not enough to be Machil or Truma. So lo tochal b'Truma either way.
Pregnant from even if they're not married?
Right.
And then
what? No.
No.
Pregnant from even if they're not married.
And why not the Shomer Shalom?
You mean this case? Pregnant from the...
Either case, the pregnant...
No, it's Kinyan Kassel. No, no.
They have to be married.
Yeah.
Why isn't
it... I thought you meant... You mean she got pregnant, not married, is what you're asking. Married now.
Correct.
Not married now is irrelevant, even if she's not married. But how she got pregnant is of course, Nogia, because it's only continuation of the kinyanim of the Baal. Mm-hmm. If there's no kinyanim, pregnancy per se, right, except Lagabe, the birth of a Kohen who might be able to be Machil, but that's certainly not as a new Uber. But pregnancy per se won't passel.
And
we had this earlier in the mission. I mean, after birth, the child can be better off than the father. That was the case that we said. Okay? Bas Yisrael. Now, the same interesting case of Bas Yisrael, this is really weird. A Bas Yisrael who is mureset to a Levi, or pregnant from a Levi, or shomeres yavam to a Levi, or a Bas Levi now, who is now married but heiress into Yisrael, lo tochal b'maaser. What? Everyone's going to go, lo tochal b'maaser. Anybody's allowed to eat maaser.
No,
obviously,
I mean maaser levi.
So, but there's no Yisra Achila. What is this talking about? Maaser Rishon is no Yisra Achila. No, there's no Yisra Achila b'chlam to Zorin. It's obviously a different shita than the one that we pass from like normatively, which we'll see in the Gemara. So a Bas Levi, who is Mu'ureset LaKohen, Mu'uberet MiKohen, Shomeret Yavam LaKohen, or a Bas Kohen to a Levi, there, Lo Tochal Lo B'Truma V'Lo B'Maaser. This is absolutely wild. So we're treating Maaser basically the same as the Truma in reference to Levi or Kohen. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? And let her just be a regular Zora. Tehi Zara, what is Zara Milo Achla B'Maaser? Well, understand, why does she have to be married to a Levi? And if she's married to Yisrael and she was a Bas Levi, what are you saying? On Runakon Rishmo, obviously, this Mishnah is going like the Shita Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir has an unusual Shita. He holds that Maaser Rishon is Asur L'Zarim. And only like this does the Mishnah make any sense. The Tanya. Truma LaKohen. U'Maaser Rishon La Levi, Divrei Rebbe Meir. So first of all, in terms of the Nesina, you give Maaser, you give Truma to a Kohen, you give Maaser Rishon to a Levi, and same thing is true about the Achila, is like the Nesina. So just like a Truma, we say Truma to a Kohen, it means the Truma is also only eaten by a Kohen, not by anybody else. The Maaser is given to a Levi, means it's eaten by a Levi and not by anybody else. Of course, it doesn't mean not by a Kohen, because a Kohen is also a Levi. But it means not by a Zar. Good. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says, no, he is matiro la kohen. What? A kohen? What do you mean matiro la kohen? Matiro mechlav dikamandi us? What do you mean? Somebody says that a kohen's not a levi? This is nuts. A kohen is certainly a levi. How could anybody say you need to be matir to the kohen? I mean, you're saying you want to be matir to a czar. No, no, he didn't mean matir. He meant matir the nesina to a kohen. That's the pshat. So not no af la kohen. But he was saying, when you say ma'aser rishon levi, mashmaut is what? Mashmaut that you have to give it dafka to a levi, not to a kohen. You can give it also to a kohen. And we'll see, of course, this has to do with the knas of Ezra, and so we're going to see later on. Anyway, my time at Rabbi Meir, where would Rabbi Meir get the idea that there's a halacha that only a levi and not a zar, only someone from Shevet Levi, is allowed to eat ma'aser rishon? Omer avacha berei de rabba mishmei de gemara. It comes from the posuki at maaser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu la Hashem teruma natati la'aniim la'aviim. So just like truma, it means it's calling it truma. Maaser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu la Hashem teruma. Is that talking about truma? No, it says natati la'aviim. So it's obviously not talking about truma. So why is it calling it truma? Must be to give it a dinner truma. To tell me just like truma is asur lazari, af ma'aser rishon is asur lazari. Aye, if you go this far, why don't you also say, if the Torah is calling it truma, so let's say ma truma chayavan alav misa v'chemesh, if a czar eats it, af ba'aser chayavan alav misa v'chemesh chayav misa v'dei shamayim v'mezid, has to pay back an extra chomesh besides the keren if he eats a b'shogeg. Omar kra, no. That not, because when it comes to truma, it says, umeitu bo kir chalaluhu. The umeitu bo kir chalaluhu is only in it, only in truma. So the Torah specifically takes away the dinim of misa and from the dinim of misa. So there, umeitu bo kir chalaluhu, and the yasef chamishito alav. Bo velo b'maaser tells me no dinim misa, alav. V'lo ala ma'aser, no din of chomesh. And the Rabbanan, what are they going to do with this? It's pretty clear, isn't it? It's a fair shepasik. Of course they say it's a fair shepasik to tell me that ma'aser has a din of truma vis-a-vis the following. Just like truma is tovelet, and you can't say that, okay, I didn't take off the ma'aser, I didn't take off the truma yet. You can't, you're chayev for eating tevel, also you're chayev misa. So true ma'aser rishon is tovel. And if you don't take it off, you can't say, okay, but it's not so chomer. And even if I had taken it off, I'd be able to eat it. So if I didn't take it off, why should I be chayav misa for eating tevel? No. If you didn't take it off, then indeed the truma is the same as truma. And you'd be chayav for eating tevel, even though this tevel contains no truma. Your truma has been removed. But because of the din of tevel, you're still chayav misa nechilas tevel. You might think that the chiyav of misa on tevel is only if you didn't take off anything, including truma. Because after all, the truma itself has in it chiyuvim of misa. So those chiyuvim now remain mixed, so to speak, within the tevel. But how about if urami menu truma gedola? How about if you took off already the truma gedola? But you didn't take off ma'aser rishon. Well, you know what? Maybe you even took off ma'aser rishon and you didn't take off ma'aser sheni. Or maybe even just Maser Ani, which is no Kedusha, just given to Ani, is like charity. How do you know that it's not like charity? And what's left over is Teva Manish. Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Lo Tucha Lechol Bisharecha, Maser Degancha Vesiroshcha, Vyitzarecha. And so on. So over here it says, Sharecha. Ulahalan Uomer, it also says the same thing about the Maser. It says ve'achlu b'sha'arecha v'saveu. It's talking about ma'aserani. Saying v'natata la levi la ger la yatom la amana. Ma'sha'arecha mula halan ma'aserani. Av sha'arecha murkan ma'aserani. And nonetheless, the Torah says lo tuchal. Okay, so that means that I know that indeed there's a din of tevel. Trumat Maaser is a din in the Maaser. Once you remove the Maaser, so then you can't be Tovel. There could be a din of Tevel on the Maaser, but we're talking about Tevel now on the Tfuah. Two separate issues.
If you didn't take off Trumat Maaser.
But you can't take off the Trumat Maaser if you didn't take off the Maaser. And until you take off the Maaser, you don't have a chiyuv of Trumat Maaser. That's only if you're going to be eating the Maaser, like we do. We're over there, you have a suffix, you're not giving it, so it's your responsibility. You want to eat it, now you have to make sure you can eat the Maaser. But you don't Maaser the Tvua once you took off the Maaser. It's not your business. You remove the Maaser Rishon. You're not going to eat the Maaser Rishon. You give it to a Levi, it's the Levi's business to take off Trumah. Right now, my parents are kosher. They're kosher. So now you'll say, now if I already know it from Lo Tuchal, so then what do I need the pasuk of calling a truma? So I already know that it has the same din. No, because if I would have only gotten this araya, I would say, Imi Hatzam Amino Lalah, Lo Tuchal, fine. So I won't. So you're Chayim Malkin. I didn't know there's an Isser, Tevo, Mamish, that should have a din of Misa, Avo Misa Lo, Kamash Malan, this halacha truma, that there's calling the Maaser to the Levim is calling a truma to tell me that your mamish chayav on it. So therefore, we also need the Hekish. Tosis explains, don't ask that from the Hekish we already would have known everything, because in the, we would have known that there was a chiyav misa. Because if we hadn't have known that there was a lav, then we wouldn't have known that the misa would have applied to this. Furthermore, we also needed to tell me that Maaser Ani is Tavil, because how do we know that Maaser Ani is Tavil? Now, we could still ask, actually, how do we know that the Tavil of Maaser Ani is Chayav Misa, since the Tavil of Maaser Ani was never compared to Truma with the Hekesh? So, Tosis says, okay, it could be once we see that it's called Tavil, so we assume that it's also Tavil like anything else, because we never found a different din of Tavil. But Tosis says, you know what, in truth it really is possible that maybe there's two different dinim of Tavil, and Tavil that is just missing, taking off Maaser Ani, may not be Chayav Misa, indeed. But Tosis also explains a related question, which is why, in fact, did the Rabbona not learn out the Hekesh all the way, and to tell me that there's an Isser Zarus? Usually we say Ein Hekesh Lemechza. So Tosis explains, because over here it's impossible to say that the Hekesh is complete, since obviously Levim are Zarim vis-a-vis eating Truma, but Levim are certainly the ones that are supposed to be eating the Maaser. Not only that, says Tosis, but it's very reasonable to say that the Hekesh is referring to what the Pusik has assert clearly, such as the Tevel. With the Tevel, we learn out from the Lav of Lo Tuchal Lechol Bisharecha. So there, it's talking, we know that there's a lav, so Mimela, the Hekesh comes along and tells me Misa. But without that, we wouldn't have known that we should use the Misa, as I just explained before, in Tosus' other question. Lishnachri, now another way of saying this over, is that when the Rabbonim learn out from the Hekesh, the Maaser Rishon and Truma are the same, just like Truma is Tovelas. Maaser Rishon is Tovelas, the Lashon Rishon kicks in at that point with the following question. Maaser Rishon de Tovil. How about, you're telling me I need to know that Maaser Rishon creates Tevel from this? I know that already. Mid Rabbi Yossi Nafka. That is something that I don't need to learn out of the Hekesh. Do I not learn it out of Rabbi Yossi's, from the Brice, as we said before, of Lo Tuchal Lachol Bisharecha? Answers of the Gemara, no, because Imi Ahi Avamina Lalav. From there I would have known only a Lav, Avomisa Lo. Kamashman, therefore, comes along the Hekesh to Truma to tell me that indeed there is a Chiyav of Misa. Now, all right, bottom line, B'mayu Kimtas. Now, how are you understanding the Mishnah over here that Abbas Yisrael, that is Mureses, Mulberes, or Shomeres Yavam to a Levi, or vice versa? You said the only explanation of there being a limitation on eating Truma under these, eating Miser under these circumstances is Karebi Meir. That's what you said, Rabbi Meir. Asers, he holds Maaser Rishon as Asa Tzarim. Okay, I'd like to understand the last part of the Mishnah, because it sure isn't going to help you much. It's like Rabbi Meir. Here it says Bat Levi. Now, Bat Levi eats Maaser, right? She's Mureset La Kohen, or a Bat Kohen La Levi. And certainly a Kohen's allowed to eat now Maaser. And yet it says Lo Tuchal Lo B'Truma V'Lo B'Maaser. Now, that's absolutely wild. I mean, Ocha, Maaser Zaruti, I understand. We're not even talking about Yisrael. I don't care whether she's eating because she's in the reshus of her husband who's a kohen, or whether she's in the reshus of the father who's a kohen. I mean, however you look at it, a kohen is certainly not considered to be a zar legabe meiser. I mean, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. And in either case, Amrif Sheshes, indeed, our Mishnah holds like the Rabbonan that meiser sheni, meiser rishon is mutter to zorin. The whole idea of Eina Ochelet that it says over here, even though a Zara would be eating, doesn't mean that you can't eat. All it's saying is that even though she's Nidarsa, so long as she is not yet completely married, Eina Notenet Rishus Litrum, she does not own the Maisers. That's all that it means. So that if now she went ahead based on her own desire and was Mafrish Maiser, so then she now, if the husband had gone ahead, and she now wants on her own to go ahead and to be Mafresh Trumas Meiser, she cannot, because she's not yet certified to do so with the relationship that empowers her. So the Gemara wants to clarify. The Mishnah says that an Arusa cannot give Rishus to somebody. She can't appoint a Shliach to go ahead and to take off the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser, which would allow her, in fact, to be able to eat it. Now, it's a little bit crazy to use the word Eina Ochelet to mean she can't appoint somebody to take off Truma from the Meiser. However, as the Ritva explains, it's not as crazy as it sounds. Because she can't eat this Meiser because it's Tevel until you take off the Trumas Meiser. She can't appoint somebody. That's what it means, Eina Ochelet. It's not up to her to take off the Trumas Meiser, and therefore, unless that's done for her, she can't eat it. That's the meaning. Now, Tosfos doesn't like that approach. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even think of that approach. He can't understand what Rashi means, and why in the world would the Mishnah use Eina Ochelet to mean Eina Notenet Rishus? Furthermore, he says, Rashi is learning that the Gemara has changed its mind now and is no longer holding that it's going like Rabbi Meir, it's going like the Rabbanan. Says Tosfos, then why doesn't it say Ella? I mean, usually it's Ella Amrav Sheshes, that we're now talking about something else completely. Therefore, says Tosfos, of course we're not talking about something else completely. The previous understanding of the Mishnah stands. It's going a little bit of Rabbi Meir. Eina Ochelet means exactly what it's talking about when it comes to a Bas Yisrael, is considered to be a Zara vis-a-vis this Achila. The only thing that we're adding over here is that this last piece, normally I wouldn't have used the words Eina Ochelet. And how do we explain it? So this last piece, we explain that as Eina Notenet Rishus, since we used the Lashon of Eina Ochelet before, so we continue to use the Lashon of Eina Ochelet now, which would be a completely different approach, aliba which the Mishnah is still Rabbi Meir. Okay, but now the Gemara wants to clarify. When we say, Arusa cannot give Rishus, does that mean that a Nesua can give Rishus? Because the Nesua Notenet Rishus? I mean, is it really up to her? Doesn't the husband need to determine it? Says the Gemara, indeed, if she had already come to the chuppah, she could give rishus. Tanya, and it's, indeed it says in the Braita, by my Sarishon it says, Va'achaltem oto b'chol makom atem uvetchem. You and your household can eat it anywhere, in Yerushalayim, out of Yerushalayim. Now, your household, of course, beito always means your wife, which means that it's putting together atem and beitchem, which is your wife's. We made out the Nesua about Yisrael Shana Tenet Rishus Litrom, just like the husband can give Rishus, she can give Rishus. Ata Omer, you say that the Pasuk is referring to Rishus Litrom. Oh, Eina Ela Lechol, maybe it's just coming to tell me Heter Achila. How do you know it means that she also has Rishus over it in terms of taking off the Trumas Meiser? Amrit, think about that for a minute. I mean, what would I need a Pasuk to tell me that? Isn't it a Kal V'chomer? If Truma, which is certainly more Chomer than Maiserishon, if Truma itself, which is Chamura, she's allowed to eat, so Maaser, Akal, Lokoshkin, obviously she can eat Maaser. Therefore, the only way to understand it is that a Nesua indeed has rights over property in order to be able to take off Truma's Maaser. Another possible explanation of our Mishnah, Marbre, the Ravana Amar, the Reisha of the Mishnah, which is talking about Bas Yisrael, Bas Levi, indeed is talking about an Achila, just like Rabbi Meir said. The last part that's talking about Bas Levi and Bas Kohen, that is not talking about eating, because obviously there's no Zarut issue there. It's not talking about taking off Trumas Meiser, it's talking about something else. Lomar, it's talking about She'en Chokin La Maaser B'Pitagranot. When the owner of the granary is taking off his maaser, he should not give to an Eishes Levi, and not in the presence of her husband. And we're going to see more about this later on. And this would also be true b'nisuah. The Gemara is going to indeed ask that question later. Says the Gemara, now, is that so poshut? If you hold that the reason that we don't give ma'aser to a woman alone in the Beit HaGranot is mishum yichud, and we know what happened in the Beit HaGranot, don't we? That's how David HaMelech got born. So we don't want women going down to the Beit HaGranot at night pulling that little Ruth story. If the question over here is that maybe if she's a grusha, she got used now to going down to the Beit HaGranot, so she will continue to come to take ma'aser. And if that's the pshat, so then we're going to talk about this later. So then we should ask, how about the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah? So if we're saying that the only problem is that if she keeps coming alone, of course she's not married to a Levi anymore, and she doesn't have a right to eat over here, she doesn't have a right to take, and maybe people simply won't know about it. Now, how does that fit in to what the Mishnah says? It says, Eino Achelas, a grusha bas Levi. Is what? Is Eino Achelas? She said, Lo Achla B'maisa? Says the Gemara V'Latayimech. I mean, isn't the Brice, they're talking about all women, even a bas Kohen. So you can ask the same thing. A grusha bas Kohen. Does she not eat truma? Obviously, what we mean is not mitam grusha, that she is going to be megureshet as a bas Levi, or as a bas Kohen. It's a gzera overall that we don't allow it, because a bas Yisrael, who is grusha, indeed does not have a right to eat al libet Rabbi Meir. And in that case, nobody will know. So if we allow women, and people are not going to make enough communion in their minds between a bas Yisrael and a bas Levi and a bas Kohen. So a woman who comes to go down to alone to the not in the presence of her husband to collect, will continue to collect and continue to eat b'isser, and no one will realize it. This is smart, but if that's the issue, yochi, then what does that have to do with Erison? Even if she's been married for 20 years, yochi ma'ari mureset afilin esruna. I mean, it's exactly the same gezera. This is the Gemara. You're right; it is exactly the same. But since the Reisha was talking about the din of zechus tachilas truma on an arusa, which is dafka, the arusa is in Tocheles. So I did it. Tanarisha mu'uresa, tananami sefer mu'uresa. But the truth is that the last piece would be true, the gzera of Geger Gerishin would be true even on a woman who was in the Sua. Now we have a brisa, Tanarabana. Trumala kohen, ma'aser rishon la'levi, give me Rabbi Akiva. Here we're talking about Nesina. So truma is given to a kohen, ma'aser rishon is given dafka to a Levi, not to a kohen. So says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Now, by the way, this Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer is the reason that earlier in the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir, we also, instead of saying Rabbi Elazar, which is the correct girsa, we got mixed up and said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's highly unlikely that that's the correct girsa, because it doesn't make any sense. As Tosis points out, the Ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, was way before Rabbi Meir. And it doesn't make any sense that we should have a machlokas, Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, Rabbi Meir. So Tosis says, there it should say Rabbi Elazar over here. When we're bringing the machlokas between the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, there we could say Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah. So, again, for Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah, Omer, La Kohen. It goes to a Kohen. What do you mean, La Kohen? Well, Levi. I mean, the Torah says Beferish. It can't possibly mean it goes to the Kohen and not to the Levi, can it? Well, no, what he meant to say was, Ema Af La Kohen. It can be given also to a Kohen who is also from Shevet Levi. So now the Gemara explains. My time in Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva say? And my Sarishon is indeed not given to Kohen. Dechsiva el halaviim tedaber v'yamarta aleihem ki tikhu me'ez b'nei Yisrael esamaser. So it means that the Leviim is bedafka Leviim. So the Leviim is shteikra. The Pasuk apparently wants dafka Leviim. And the whole context of the Nesina is as opposed to the Matlis HaKuhuna that they don't have a chelek in. It wants the Leviim to have the rights. V'yidach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi got Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That doesn't mean anything. Because Be'esri Be'arba'a Mikomot, we find 24 different places throughout Tanakh, doesn't mean only in Torah, but throughout Tanakh we find that Nikru Kohanim Levim, that the Torah refers Stam, even to Kohanim as Levim. For instance, V'zeachad Me'am, look at this pasuk. How are you going to explain this? Va'Kohanim HaLevim B'nei Tzadok. Now Tzadok was a Kohen, and the pasuk calls them Kohanim that are Levim. Okay, so obviously, it means that Kohen in the broadest sense is part of Levi, and with the Torah talks about Maaser in terms of speak to the Levium, it certainly includes the broadest sense of Levium, which includes Kohanim as well. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says it's true what you're saying, but Achalu Matzis Armad, you certainly cannot say in this case that it includes Kohanim. Dechtiva Chaltem Oto B'chol Makom. Okay, it says you can eat this anywhere. Now that means Dafke Misha Cholachlo B'chol Makom. Only someone who could theoretically eat maaser anywhere is allowed to have maaser at all. Yotze Kohen is given the maaser, I should say. Not as allowed, but is given the maaser. Yotze Kohen, but you can't therefore say it's addressing a Kohen. A Kohen can't possibly eat maaser everywhere because he can't go to a Beit HaKvarot. And therefore he's not Zakai. And the maaser is giving a dafka to the Levi. Re'idach, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will tell you, V'achaltem oto b'chol makom is not coming to tell me that you have to be able to eat it in a Beit HaKvarot. I mean, all it's saying is that you're allowed to eat it, kol eichad aboy, wherever you want to, even outside of Yerushalayim. Meaning, de lo boy choma, you don't need the kiddush of Yerushalayim, which the choma, the mechitzas of Yerushalayim, is koveya. It's also coming to tell me that even though kachim you would have to eat dafka in Tyra, in other words, if you eat kachem while you're tamei, you would get malchus. So it's also coming to tell me that v'chiyachalei betum ha'saguf l'alaki. Since you can eat it anywhere, it means anywhere in any matzav, so you can eat it while you're tamei. A kohen can do that too. It doesn't say it has to be in the basic forest. It's just giving you the theoretical background for understanding that what that implies is any place, even a place that will implies that you're tamei. Ahi Gintan, there was a garden, a vegetable garden, Avishaka, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen, and he used to take Maaser Rishon Minah. His shita, of course, we just had, is that a Kohen has the Zchus to Maaser Rishon. So he, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was not just any old Kohen, he was a Siri LeEzra, I mean, famous Ezra Kohen, he was the 10th generation from Ezra. The Gemara said back in Brochas. So he used to take Maaser Rishon. Ozer Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, who held that a Kohen doesn't take Maaser, only a Levi takes Maaser, what he did was a Hadri L'Pischa Levei Kivrei. He turned around the entranceway to that garden, said you have to go through the Beit HaKvarot in order to get there. Okay, so because he holds, of course, that a Kohen is not allowed to. Omar, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Akiva b'tar milo. Ha! Akiva's walking around with his backpack over here, and he's got his backpack. Va'ana chaye, so he's got his backpack that's all full of the stuff that he needs. I mean, he walks around with his backpack like any other shepherd. And what is poor me going to do? I'm going to live off of his backpack. Now, the maisa, all of this schus, whether it's Slovian, is theoretical, because Itmar, we know, and we've seen in many places, that despite the fact that in Achinami there may be a din of schus to Levim, which, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I mean, he holds that Kohanim are Levim, and that this is, none of this discussion is really very much nogea when it comes to him. But the point is that according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not even. The Kohen doesn't really have a schus, because we're not referring to Kohenim as Levim in this case. But we do know many places in the Gemara we've had a discussion about the fact that Ezra HaKohen, he fined the Levim to take away the Maaser from them and to give it only to Kohenim. Now, it's very interesting that the Re points out over here in the Tosfos, and actually there's Rashi Yechulin talks about this, that there doesn't seem on the surface, I mean, there doesn't seem to be any pasuk that says beferish, that that's true. However, there is a place in Nehemiah where it says, "Vayar Kohen ben Aharon im Halevim b'maaser Halevim," which seems to be saying that they did not trust the Kohanim to be mafir shumas vayser, and so therefore the Kohanim would go with them to make sure that they took off the shumas vayser. I mean, but there is some indication over there that the idea of Kohanim going to deal with the Meiser. And there's also an indication in the Pasuk in Malachi where it says, Aviu et kol ma'aser al Beit Otsar. Beit Otsar is the Ezra, the Otsar that Ezra was metakein to put Truma there. So it says, bring the Meiser to the Beit Otsar. So it's mashman that the Kohanim indeed are Makabal in the Beit Otsar of the Meiser. But basically, this is a Kabbalah that we know that Ezra gave a Knas. And what was the story? Why did he say that we shouldn't give Meiser anymore? It's a plig about Rabbi Yonatan Vesavi. We have a machlokus between these two man diomrim. Chad amar shelo alu bimei Ezra, as the terrible story goes, when Ezra was going through all of the people that came and they counted, could not find Levian. Chad amar, and the other one says that Ezra wanted to give the Meiser to Kohanim, kedesh yisbu Kohanim alav bimei tumatan. Because, look, things were really tough in that generation. He wanted the Kohanim to be able to have what to eat, even when they were tummy, weren't able to eat truma, so they would have an income from us. I understand that we can deprive the Levim because they did something wrong, but does that make sense? The Kohanim needs something, so therefore we should find the Levim because the Kohanim needs something? No, you misunderstand. The Knas, of course, is Shelo Alu B'mei Ezra. The question over here is, they're arguing, after the Knas, who should get the Maaser that was given to Levim? That's the Machlok. We give the Knas to the Aniyim, and the other one holds Kani B'mei Tumasam, they're called Aniyim. So since in those days they don't Truma, that's the Pshat. In other words, we're sort of mafkira to allow anybody to take it, according to Amanyo. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then why did Rabbi Akiva switch around the door to the garden to prevent Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to get the Maaser, even if it would be true that Midin Teir, the Kohanim, are not the ones that get the Maaser, but from the time of the Knas of Ezra, the Kohanim get the Maaser. So Rabbi Akiva obviously lived long after Ezra. Why didn't he allow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to do what he was doing? But he had to pull this little shtick over here. What he was trying to tell him was, look, you want to come in here, and you want to get this Meiser because of the Knas of Ezra. Okay, fine. Then you're doing the right thing. Eat l'chag. Please. I'd be happy to give you the Meiser. But please don't give me this business that you're coming in because you have a right to the chalukah. Ika atit betorat chalukah. What? I'm not letting you come in here taking the high road. That, well, no, actually, this is really mine, Mikra Din. Now, the Marsha has a very, very nice pshat in this, which is very different than the way we've learned, and it works in beautifully into the sugya. Because he asks, look, I mean, there's no indication that Rabbi Akiva was giving a message and he knew what the logic was of Rabbi Elazar over here. But what, so why would he do this to prevent him from getting in? So he says the pshat is, Rabbi Akiva was saying like this, if you're coming biglala knas, say it lecha, you're a rich guy. We know that he was enormously rich. So why should you take the knas and leave it for aniyim? To which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah answered facetiously, Well, little Akiva with his backpack, meaning the guy doesn't have much teeth, so I guess he wants to keep it from me, so he can go around as the Ani and collect it. But, he says, Anachaye, I'm the guy that's supposed to be getting, because I, after all, am the Dora Siri Ezra, and I'm still around, and I know, still around meaning from Ezra, I know through my Kabbalah from my family, that the Knas over here was built on a halacha that midiraisa anyway Kohanim can eat Maaser, and all that Ezra was doing was being miyached specifically to Kohanim and not Levim. And therefore, Akiva doesn't have any rights to it, and I'm the one that's supposed to be eating it because I still live from Mishpachas Ezer. Really a beautiful pshat. Says the Gemara, Uminalan de los Seliko, how do we know indeed that the Levim didn't come in Ezra? It says Beferishans in Ezra. Vekeptsemel anahar, habala hava, vinachena sham yamim shlosha, I spent 3 days on the edge of the Ahava River. Vyavina ba'am of Akoanim, I went through and I wanted to see exactly what we've got over there in terms of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, how many people here, how many Koanim here. Umibnei Levim, lo matzati sham. Before the Knas, lo ayum amidim shotrim elamin halavim. Used to be such, it says, v'shotrim halavim lifnechem. Mashma, specifically the ones in charge of the people, the shotrim, to see to it that a law was imposed, dafka came from Levim. But achshav, after the Knas, we look down at the Levim, and in ma'amidim shotrim elamin Yisrael, sh'ne'amar v'shotrim harabim b'roshechem. Why does it say harabim? In other words, the plebeians, the regular people, the Israel people, these now are the shotrim. There's a little bit of a problem in that pasuk doesn't exist. You can go to the old Tanakh. There is nowhere it says shotrim harabim roshehem. The Tosafot Yeshanim says maybe it's referring to the pasuk in Dvarim, avo lechem anashim chachamim nivonim vasimim roshehem, which is in my, it says yeduim l'shivtechem, which is much we took it from all of the shvatim. Really very, very curious indeed.